following broadcast is brought to you by Magic Ape Radio.
Welcome to Instant Discussions. My name is John.
Stefan.
Tony.
Hey, we didn't even
There's only three of us.
Yep. Only three. But together, we can become three assassins. Today, we're discussing 13 assassins. We're discussing 13 assassins. Don't worry, it's only one movie. We're talking about, and I hope we're talking about, because this is the one I watched, we're talking about the 2010 movie, 13 Assassins, because that's the only one I saw.
13 Assassins?
That's the only one I saw on Netflix. It is a remake of the 1963 black and white movie of the same name.
Oh, yes.
Yes. I'm pretty sure we all watched the right one. Because I was the only one I found on there. It's a remake, but and
let
it's
type in ass in
loosely based off of history. This is a joint production between Japan and England. Anyway, 13 Assassins, the movie on Netflix.
So a funny thing happened here.
Yes.
I thought I hadn't seen this before.
Oh my god! Fuck.
But it had actually been a while.
Fucking knew it.
No, I actually did legitimately forget. Like someone had. It was like 6 or 7 years or 8 years ago. Someone had recommended this to me really highly.
Couldn't have been that long ago. It was only like...
I don't even know how long. But it feels like forever ago. Yeah. And
it was like 6 years ago.
Because is that when it came out?
Yeah.
That probably is when it happened.
Maybe 5 years ago. Because
they were like super stoked on it and like highly recommended to me. Oh my God, it's one of the best movies ever. And you really like foreign films. And
I think it got a lot of praise when it came out.
Kung Fu and shit and sword fighting and samurai.
You can see this. Yeah, I heard that it had gotten a lot of praise when it came out from all the things, so it makes sense that it would be people talking about it. And I definitely heard of the movie before. I hadn't seen it, but had heard it.
Yeah.
Okay, so for me, like, at the very beginning, I was just like, oh, another one of these stupid fucking movies. Like, I was just super annoyed.
Because watched the other one.
Yeah, and then right when you see that golem-looking chick without her arms, from then on, that it was like the best thing ever. The whole fucking time I was like,
well, that's when
oh
the movie
my
turns,
god.
Cause before that, even though it does start with the Hari Kuri, however you pronounce them.
See, when I saw that, I was like, whatever.
It starts with that, but you don't... It's funny
seppuku.
That...
Seppuku.
Seppuku, yes. Sorry, I was thinking of the other thing. It starts with the seppuku. Which, I mean, to a lot of audiences, to a lot of audiences, that would be a shocking thing to show right up front in the film. But
it'd be shocking to foreign people.
Yeah,
if and you then haven't to people in the that get it.
Yeah,
they'd go, oh my god, why? Oh, there's something going on.
I'm not talking about something going on. I'm not talking about reading into the story.
Right.
I'm talking about like if you haven't seen that kind of stuff on film before, that's a thing where you see that.
That's what I'm saying.
It's jarring.
When I say foreigners, I mean people that are foreign to Japanese culture. Not.
No, I know. We were talking about people who know you get that. So, but that's the main thing I'm focusing on here is that to us from all the movies that we've seen, it seems kind of expected of a guy killing himself in such a way as the opening sequence of a film. It's funny that we are pretty desensitized to that kind of stuff from all the things we've seen. If you're not doing something as crazy as Irreversible or Antichrist.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah. So as you're seeing that.
I'm completely jaded.
Yeah. So for us, it takes until we see Torso Girl.
It's like,
oh yeah.
Old boy.
Yeah.
Right,
we've seen so much in these movies that you're seeing that and you're like, okay, so it makes sense for the time period and the guy's doing that.
No, but I actually did cringe a little bit because if you know more about it, like he really didn't do well. On he fucked it up.
Yeah,
and that's when it hurts.
No, I was
really
watching that and it did. I was invested in that when I should say the first time I watched that scene because I watched
and it was also telling because you didn't have someone there to chop his head off.
I watched that scene and then I had to stop watching for some. I just had to
to masturbate. We get it.
Yes,
okay.
Exactly. So I came back a couple days.
Got your flashlight out and pretended it's the neck. All right.
Came back a couple days later to watch the rest of the film. I couldn't at the, because I don't know anything about the films going in. So I wasn't at a place where I could read subtitles the whole time. So I had to stop watching for that thing. I'm like,
I can't
devote my attention to it. So I had to come back later to a time where I'm like, okay, now I can read for 2 hours.
Yeah. Yes.
Which actually the first time when I started playing it, Netflix didn't put the subtitles on it.
Same here.
Yeah. I don't know what it is this movie. I had to specifically tell it, no, please, I don't speak Japanese. I need some help here.
Yeah. That's weird.
That opening crawl, like you don't know when the credits stop and the text begins when it doesn't give you the subtitles.
Yep.
I like when sometimes
it got to the point where I was like, oh, wait, this looks like...
Yeah, this doesn't look like credits anymore.
Yeah.
But sometimes, though, I like when they put the credits and stuff on top and then the actual subtitles at the bottom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
the fucking bad guy is just so fucked up. Like Caligula fucked up. Like, yeah. Holy shit.
As Chris Berglund mentioned the last time we watched a film like this,
Kagemusha.
Kagemusha, because it's a dense film with a lot of history involved in it and a lot of subtitles, I took his method and halfway through the movie, I waited until I got to a good point. So that I didn't want to spoil anything by reading a synopsis. So I got to a good point in the film and then read, most of the synopsis up until I was at in the movie so that I could
refamiliarize. I do the same thing.
Yeah. I wanted to refamiliarize myself with the characters, with what's at stake.
With foreign names and foreign, and it's just, it's harder for me to.
I had gotten that there was a bad guy. Do we like, cause seeing that girl in that way, like that's where you're showing like, okay, there's a bad dude out here.
Oh, so you got less than I did even.
Well, yeah, I from the opening scroll, it said, yeah, the Shogun and then his brother.
The Shogunate,
The Shogunate's doing this. And so I got that. And even because I had seen that twice in my 2 times going through that.
Right.
As I'm reading it, but my comprehension isn't that great. Because I'm like, I don't have faces to put to these characters when I'm just seeing the opening scroll.
Okay.
So it's that whole, the rebellion is doing this thing and Princess Leia is this. And the first time seeing that, you're like, I don't know who any of these people are that you're talking about. You're just giving me a history lecture right now. Can we just watch the movie and then tell me what's going on? So that's the thing. So because that helped me a lot in appreciating the later half of the film. The beginning part of it, I got the visuals, I got the action, I get that these guys are going this way and these guys are over here, but the motivations I wasn't as up on because I'm not picking up on the subtitles much. I'm having difficulties with it.
Yeah.
Reading not so easy. So in seeing, like, once you see the girl with no limbs, that's when you start to, when you know for sure.
It's pretty hardcore. Yeah.
Yeah. This film is really, they're showing some graphic stuff in here. And then as you go on later in the film, you know, with all any of the fighting and any of that stuff,
like the last third.
Yeah.
Oh my god, the ending was so good.
The final act.
I didn't realize this was 2010.
Yeah.
Like I thought this was an older movie.
Oh, in the beginning of it watching, it doesn't seem like that modern of a film.
No, and not at all.
I had real when I looked up
90s or something.
When I looked up the synopsis, I had saw the 2010. I was like, oh,
yeah.
No, really?
I knew that was him. Sorry, there's a certain actor that I recognize.
From Sukiyaki Western Django?
No, not from Sukiyaki Western Django. I've seen that movie too.
There's one guy who's in that from here.
Jackie Chan.
Tarantino's in that.
No, the crazy jungle man that throws stones.
Yes. Yeah,
Jackie Chan.
Yeah. He's in, he stars in my favorite movie.
What's your favorite movie?
Legally Blonde 2.
Boom. Oh, he's in Legally
Blonde. He is in Legally Blonde, actually, yeah.
Bend and Snap.
Nice.
But yeah.
I really liked him. I really liked his character. I like that he just fell into the... I didn't think I was going to like that he fell into the 13th
assassin.
How
the fuck he survived?
But he's like...
He's fucking beyond me. But
and he doesn't use any like contemporary weapons.
Yeah.
It's like, I'll just grab this huge stick.
Well, I loved all the railing against the samurai.
Yeah, I love that. While he's fighting him, he's like, I thought this was supposed to be tough.
Yeah.
This is fun, I guess.
You guys are assholes and arrogant. You guys suck. I guess I'll keep killing you.
Oh, so good.
Like, he had no fucking reason at all to be there.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
It's one of those things where I kept thinking, like, he's going to betray them at some point, but...
I thought that for a while, too.
Yeah.
So, at the beginning, we see how fucked up that...
The Shogunate?
The Shogun, whatever it is. And then later on, when they're passing the bridge, you kind of, I like that you kind of see how off in like reality he's not.
Yeah.
Because he's like just walking up like he's going to kill this guy and these other people are going to do nothing. And they're like, whoa, 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 hold on. This is not how real life works, fucker.
Because he's just this privileged guy. His brother is in charge of everything.
Jet privilege.
And he's just going through being like, this is my land. I can do whatever I want with any of the people here. It's a similar thing you see in European royalty things in the like medieval stuff.
Yeah,
and you can have and like or think of like Game of Thrones and the kings and stuff just being like whatever to any other people, do whatever they want.
Yeah,
and that's the same kind of thing you got in here, where this is a historical time of the end of the Shogun era, and
yeah, and I remember looking into this stuff a long time ago and not thinking the samurai were cool anymore, or any of that shit was cool. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, you didn't really work for it; you just like became it. Just and so when he explains like. When he's shooting the people with the bow,
mm-hmm.
and he's like, you're doing your fucking job. You're doing what I tell you to do. And then like, he says nothing. I was like, oh, this is so good. This is so good.
He's such a fucking asshole. Shit,
which is why I love the end, because you could see, he did such a good job acting at the end when he died, mm-hmm. because I was afraid he was going to be like a badass. No, that's the first time he felt pain. And he fucking cried like a little bitch.
Yeah.
And that was...
That's great.
Such a good... God, it was and so I love fulfilling.
That, like, at first, I questioned that he was so, like, poor with his sword. And then I went...
Me too!
No, no, wait. No, that does make sense.
Other people are doing everything.
Yeah, he's brutal, and he'd slash away, but he would make a horrible slash. He wouldn't do, like, a really...
He didn't put the discipline and training
It's not a kill, right? Like, yeah. It's just a wound. But then, like... And that's why it was so fucking badass.
Like you think of if there's some like really rich guy who likes to shoot guns off on his property and has like the fanciest guns and everything, but hasn't spent the time in as a soldier, a like learning the learning how to shoot and stuff.
And he's a dick.
Yeah. And
I'm sorry.
Look, I don't. Your examples are just going to trump anything I can think up, so it's all right.
Sorry, I haven't been vetted.
So you think of some rich swell guy, and like if that guy was in a battle against actual soldiers who put the discipline and time in to actually know how to use their weapons, then like he seems like a badass, but and, like no, he's not going to have the skill and training that because he's not willing to put that discipline in.
And speaking of that, one thing I really really liked about the film was the way that they were so tired. Like they were fucking half dead, and they would be huffing and puffing,
the breathing.
But in a lot of movies, like all of a sudden they get like a second wind and they fight it off. No, it was like every single move counted.
Yeah,
and so they were super tired, but they just had that one really quick deflect and kill, and then they were back to tired. Like oh god, it was so good.
I love in just aside in most movies, speaking of tiredness, like chase scenes. Mm-hmm. And each shot will be like them run down the block, and then the next one they'll run down the next block. Because as an actor, they can do that run, and that's it. And then like, all right, take a breather. Now we do the next one with full intensity, doing like the dialogue, the action, the shooting, and all of that stuff.
Yeah.
In that time, and you can do it in little sprints and things.
Mm-hmm.
And to do, but if you put that entire half hour chase sequence that's going on there, like you're not going to have the energy for that.
Yeah, they're
going
to want to pass out, which is why I love the way that this worked out. Like it seemed realistic because they were all good, then they were kind of tired, and by the end they were just could barely stand. Oh, so good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I just loved that being wounded and everything that's counting against.
And I was not at I was expecting some things, but when they go and just chop the rope and then those walls come together, I wasn't expecting that. And I was like, my eyes were just huge, like, oh, this is so good. So good. Fucking love this movie.
Yeah.
Do you guys have any favorite, like, so the end crazy scene? Any favorite, like, little things?
I mean, the little moments that stand out to me of just the. It's tough to say.
I really like the all the swords when they roll up and there's all the swords.
Yes, oh, dude, that scene is so good.
Yeah.
And then you're like, something's coming. So he's like fucking Jaws.
That's about one of my favorite shots.
And the fight scene after is so. He just tells him, like, anyone gets past me, kill him.
Yeah.
And it's just like, Yeah. Because you know what he's going to do, and he's just going to fucking rampage.
But the way he does it, like, because it made, at first I was like, what exactly is he going to do? And then the way he played it out, it totally made sense. Just really quick, grab a new one, kill somebody else.
You don't have to pull it back out.
Yeah.
It's just, he's got the next sword right there, God, planted so and amazing. Ready. Fuck. Kill, kill, kill. Just doesn't give a shit. It's so good.
It's like some battle sequences in other movies where they'll do the, like, stab this guy, go up, kill the other guy, pull the sword out of the guy you just stabbed kind of thing. But just, like, yeah, having all of them ready there.
I really like that.
And it, you know, it's done in such a good way. So I
what a haunting visual, though, right? For all the soldiers, for all the samurai to show up and just see this, like, field of katanas, like, oh my lord, what is going on?
Well, I mean, especially after everything they've seen. It's like, first you show up and you roll up on like 13 dudes. You're like, psh, we're going to kill these fuckers. And then they just annihilate.
I liked the planning scene where the assassins are planning their ambush. And they're like, all right, we're going to get a couple hundred people. And we're going to take them down with this. Like, hey, they're coming right now. Shit. What do we got here? 12 people?
Uh-huh.
Like... Their whole time planning that attack, and like, even they were already going to be outnumbered with a couple hundred people.
No, it was like 70.
Originally, okay, 70. They thought it was 70 at first.
Okay,
and then it turned into 200.
Over 200.
Yeah. And but yeah, that's that. I love the just that the way that their plans are their planning is cut short.
But it was so awesome, the tension and the way they made that happen in the film, like, was the it was the delay, and they went, is he just late? Then it's the no, and the day passes, what's going on? And then they finally, it happens, they go, oh god, he fucking got reinforcements.
So I, you know, it's tough to say, it's tough to say that this is a favorite part because it's so terrible, but the way they're able to depict the Shogun, its brutality in just the simple image of that girl with no limbs and the story of how it gets to that point.
Yeah.
It was just, it's something that, like, cause you don't see that in most other films, not a common image. And just showing that and putting it up, and it's easy to show and be like, this guy did this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do I have to give further character analysis of this person? Do I need to show you how he stiffed a guy on a tip or something? Like,
yeah. It's the no.
Need
no,
I
no.
say more? This it's is the, he did hey, this.
Let me pull this curtain aside. Yeah. Here we go.
This is all the evidence you should need to say this guy needs to be.
And then it's
stopped.
Like, what? This is just some woman. Hold on. Let me take off her robe. Sorry.
Yeah. Oh my God. it's so, so brutal. And so it sticks in your mind. And that's.
And she looked so gaunt too. Like,
yeah.
So.
Oh, it was just, everything on top of it. It was so brutal. And it's an image that just, it burns in your mind. And so to me, that's one of my favorite images in the whole film, just because
sick
of
fuck.
How powerful that is. So I would go with that one, the seppuku scene in the beginning. But then my favorite is definitely the full end battle. As far as story stuff goes, the battle, and then the planning scene would be my next favorite scene of just seeing them get to the order there. The rest of it, I was kind of having trouble staying enthralled with it. Between the reading and everything, it makes it tougher to, when armies are marching, that kind of stuff, and going across the lands. When it's in English, you know, it's easier to gather, but it's still not a super interesting scene, but I can pick up more on the nuances of it. So if I were to, you know, speak Japanese going into this, I would pick up on so much more, and it'd be easier just to follow along with them in this. But for me, it's one, you're not doing something that's as visually interesting as the other stuff that I'm seeing throughout the rest of the film. So this is a kind of a transition-y thing. It's like Lord of the Rings walking scenes, that kind of stuff, where that you have, there's so much the subtlety of the characters talking to each other and getting to know each other with that. But this one, it's me having to read each person. And whenever you're reading something
in a film, you're not looking at faces.
You're not looking at the scenery that you're doing.
I was.
There's so many, like, of these beautifully shot movies. With Kagemusha was another one. And this one, too, like, you see the cinematographers worked on this beautiful shot. and framed everything just right, and the stuff's going on, but there's so much dialogue going on that you're looking at the bottom part of the screen and you're missing.
Yeah, at the beginning too, so particularly this movie, there's like, it's just,
you have to like pause. There were moments where I'd like pause and to see the frame and to get the dialogue and that kind of stuff. And it's a shame that that has to happen. But then if you do dubbing, you're taking away performances. So there's all sorts of back and forth with that. But I still, not that I prefer dubbing, but I...
Just learn Japanese.
I don't hate dubbing for that reason, if it's done well.
It's good in anime.
Yeah. In animation, I personally prefer a good dub because I get to actually watch the animation. Otherwise, I'm just reading a book that, and I, you know, have the images behind it, but I don't really get to see as much except for the action scenes. So I think that's one of the reasons I love the action scene at the end, is you get to the dialogue's more sparse, so you actually get to enjoy the filmmaking of it and enjoy what they're doing. Yeah. And then when there is dialogue, it's good. It's really good. Oh, there was a line that one of the guys says at one point, and I'm trying to remember. Oh, the soldiers, when the one says, ours is not to question why, ours is but to obey and die, which I've heard that before. As ours is not to question why, ours is but to do and die. I don't know if that came from the original version of this. I don't know where that originated, that line, but it's a quote that I have heard many times before.
Hey.
Yeah. And when that popped up in the movie, I was like, that's the thing. That's that line. I liked it. But it's that following orders thing and without no question. What. Yeah. It's like, why are we doing this? That's not your job. Why are you asking why? Stop it. Stop doing that. Just do it.
Obama.
Mm-hmm. Just carry out that healthcare without even questioning.
Yeah. Favorite is when Shinzaemon totally like got stabbed and then just dug into him back.
Yeah.
Like, it was just like a badass dug into him back.
There's only one name.
The River of Swords. Really good scene.
One thing I also liked about the film was they didn't overdo like the explanation of history and of motive.
It was very basic.
Yeah, and it was just peppered in there. Like, sometimes like they go overboard. It's like, no, just be vague.
This tells you basically as much as you know of it tells at the end credit thing. I'll just say that it sets it up that there's a shogun and the shogunate, and they're people seeing them as, this isn't a good system that we've got going on here. And at the end of it, it talks about, this was the start of the end of the shogun era, and then they went on to a different form of government at the time.
Yeah, it was.
I feel like my worst part of this movie actually has to do with that, and has to do with, like, I'm a man who loves his villains and who loves his bad guys.
His goddamn son.
And in this movie, yes, Tony. And in this movie, I didn't want as much simplicity as Tony did.
Yeah.
Well, I get what you're saying with that. And yeah, that could be a thing that could get me more interested in this
movie. I felt like we could have gone deeper.
With the villain?
I think with the villain you could have, but
like there was missed moments.
Yeah. Well, to me, I wasn't, you know, a lot of it wasn't grabbing me, but that, you know, I don't know if it's chalked up just to the barrier or that it doesn't have as much with the villain. But for me, I'm focusing more on the assassins in the film.
Hey.
And the villain in the film, to me, I'm not getting to know him as much because he's not as much of the hero of the story. And while I agree that a more well-rounded villain.
You mean like the narrative hero, like the story arc?
Yeah, right? The narrative hero. So it's kind of familiar to Inglourious Basterds to me. And you do have, I mean, the main villain.
Yeah,
that's
a really good comparison.
If you're thinking about the main villain, like you've got Christoph Waltz, which is your kind of heroic villain in that way, anti-hero in that way, but he's a villain, he's a bad guy, they set him up as a bad guy.
Just
but
like that really, one, I can't remember his name, it starts with an H, I think.
You really get to know him in the film and know all about him and you follow him as a character, but Hitler, who's the main bad guy that they're going after in it, is just Hitler. And they don't need to show
more. Yeah, but even then, character. we didn't really get that. We didn't get our Christoph Waltz.
No. So you did. Yeah, you didn't get that in this one. So to me, I'm saying this guy's more like Hitler in this sense.
And but like, and even his henchmen, whatever. Like, I mean, you've got the tiniest bit when mm-hmm. he showed up at the place when they're all having that meeting. They all blew out the candles, shut the doors.
Yeah.
And Shinzaemon went outside to talk to him so that he wouldn't come in and find out about all these people meeting at his place. Like,
yeah.
And like, even like, you know, crosswords with him and was like, basically they knew at some point they were going to fight. But so, they left.
So this, right, but it felt to me like doing any movie involving Hitler, for the most part, aside from a couple that show his that they're like a full like biography of Hitler kind of thing, or you know, biopic on him, where they actually go more into his backstory and all that stuff. But in any movie involving Nazi Germany, even if you see Hitler a lot in it, you're just. Your heroes are going against him, and it's just taken as this guy is terrible, and you don't really go into depth with him. And that's how I kind of felt with this.
That would be fine, but I think my thing is that there was a lot of the assassins didn't have like personal grievances,
yeah.
Or like there obviously were the few that did,
yeah,
right.
The others just felt like hired guns.
But then, yeah, the others were just mercenaries.
Yeah,
they could have just been anybody.
Yep.
One of them was just really a like straight up mercenary.
I think so.
Right, but my point is like for them it's just and that's fine. Like I can appreciate having like, but it felt like they missed some opportunities in that. And I wanted more dramatic tension.
Yeah.
Throughout and between the villain and the good guys, but there was like sparsely any.
I'd make more connection in the recent movie of The Magnificent Seven, which is based off of The Magnificent Seven, which is based off of Seven Samurai, which is probably based off of something else.
The Simpsons.
Yeah, based off The Simpsons. But in the most recent one on that, every one of the seven have a motivation, even if they're not directly against the main villain. They all, at some point in the story, have something happen to them so that that final battle with all of the seven, each one of them has a very strong motivation as to why they're there and why they need to do what they need to do in the final battle.
Maybe, is this a good movie? This Magnificent Seven?
I think it was. I enjoyed the new one of it, and I'm terrible, and I haven't had time to actually watch the original, so
okay.
Unfortunately, I can't speak to that. But I can say, not having seen, if you haven't seen the original, the new one, it's a pretty good movie. Mm-hmm. Denzel Washington, directed by the guy who did Training Day. Antoine Fuqua.
Oh, okay.
Antoine Fuqua.
I actually don't mind Denzel.
Yeah, I like him.
As much as he's always Denzel.
Yeah, he is. But especially getting directed by the same guy as Training Day. I mean, I thought it was really weird that he was smoking PCP in Magnificent Seven in the Wild West, but it was still good.
Something about that director, Denzel and PCP.
Didn't know you liked to get wet. The
Angel Dust.
But that's the kind of thing since I had just seen that one pretty recently, I think that is a thing that if you had, when you only have 13 characters, it's, you know, almost twice as much as seven, but still, if you give reasons and they might've had this that I missed with the dialogue, but as far as I could tell, I don't have motivations for each one of the characters. It doesn't even need to be motivations against that guy, but even the mercenaries, it's like, I need to do this because my family needs to eat with this and I can't do another job because of such and such a thing, or, you know, any strong motivations for all of the characters.
There were four of them that were like students of one of the guys.
Yeah.
And they all were just like, yep, we're doing this.
Yeah. And it is
and I remember that.
So they're kind of just like thrown in there as bonus.
And I felt like
bonus numbers.
Yeah. And I felt like cut the fat.
Yeah. Why do you need 13 assassins?
Why not?
And I think that's because you have a historical thing.
Annoying.
It's kind of like the same problem I have with 300. I mean, there's 300 people. Why don't you get to know them all individually and know their motivations?
That would take forever.
No, you don't need to know all of them. You just need to know the few, and the few that they did introduce and go into story with, and that was great.
Yeah, they got the back on that one.
They didn't give the others the time of day, which they should have done. All right. Anyway, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah. No, it's
like you can ignore them, but ignore them.
Yeah, you either completely ignore them or give us some motivation.
Give them some good shit, you know? Like,
yeah, it is a weird thing. Anytime you see a person, especially with a small band of people, especially.
It's like Ant-Man.
Yeah.
You throw him in the Avengers movie. Or like, sorry, I call it Avengers. Captain America Civil War. You know, throw him in there. And then they like mostly ignored the man. They didn't try to give him any kind of shit.
Yeah. The don't really have a stake in these things.
Yeah, he doesn't actually have any kind of stake in it.
But
why is he on Cap's side? I don't know.
Yeah. So if they were to just, you know, they had their people and they're like, yeah, I can get four guys. All right, I'm going to get four guys. And then they're there at the battle because he could get four guys.
Yeah. It could have even been that he was the one sent off. Okay, go get your four guys and go buy the town out and set it and start setting us up. Boom.
Yeah, so they're just there's people, but yeah, the more you introduce them as characters, and then you're like, all right, now I need to know.
Yeah,
I need to know some of the motivation.
I was just disappointed. That's what I wanted.
I think that could have gone deeper in that,
or not deeper, right? Like,
yeah,
pick your spots.
Pick one way or the other.
I thought it was perfect.
5 stars.
Oh, I thought it was 5.5. No, maybe I don't know. Fuck.
Five. It recommended this film really highly. It was almost 5 stars for the recommendation for me. And this is another one of those, and I think I said the same thing with Kagemusha. It's that barrier for my enjoyment that's really tough with the language barrier. But it's the same thing. I don't have that language barrier when I'm watching, you know, Train to Busan, Old Boy. There's so many great foreign films out there that I am completely into.
Yeah.
Because the pacing is right. Everything kind of fits so that I'm able to...
It translates well.
It translates well. And not just in translation, but...
Not the literal sense.
Yeah, the ability to understand the movie, even though you have to read the subtitles. Because, you know, just having to read the subtitles is because you're when you put it in a film like this,
Old Boy.
Yeah, you don't notice the subtitles at a point, and that's the point you want to get to.
Yeah,
when you forget that you're reading subtitles, but in certain ones like this, and it could have been the time that I was watching it, like that I felt like it was a homework, and it feels like. Yeah, it feels like homework having to read this book when I want to just watch a movie for 2 hours, and instead I'm on this reading assignment, and you're just like...
And it's a timed reading assignment.
Yeah. Because you're like, I didn't finish that page yet. Why did you turn it? I need to go back to that page because I missed a piece of crucial information. And then sometimes you just let it go and you're like...
I did that. I think I let go once. But because I realized they were just saying hi to each other or something stupid. And I was like, they probably just said hi.
Yeah, I'm like, I just assume I'm hoping I'm not missing anything crucial with that one that was at the end of the sentence.
Hi means yes, by the way. Idiots.
What? I misunderstood this movie.
So 25.
Mm.
Oh God. Okay, John.
I think I have to go with 3 stars on this one.
Oh, wow.
for this viewing of it.
Yeah.
There's a lot of great stuff in here, and those moments that I said, those are like favorite parts in this thing, and I love those moments, and that earns it the 3 stars. The rest of the movie for me, I'm not interested at all. It didn't grab me at all, and it made it so that if I hadn't read that synopsis, I would have completely
right.
Didn't care about the story, but with the synopsis, at least with understanding it more, I got it more, and I would probably like it more on further viewings, knowing the subject matter
and knowing everything that's going on.
Yeah, knowing what's going on with getting into it. Like with I was just talking recently about the Warcraft movie because now that's out on video, and I liked it more the second time because I knew who
you knew the story.
Knew who the characters were.
It was made for WoW players.
Like, they have you going in there knowing the whole thing. And if I knew this point in history, like if you made again going back to the Hitler thing, you make a World War II movie, but you don't explain the Nazis and Hitler, then you'd be like, why do they hate this guy so much? He likes to wear boots and has the little red funny symbol on it. Like, they don't like him because of his dumb mustache?
He waves really stiffly.
Like, if you just have the people going, you don't explain the things. Like Inglourious Basterds, if you didn't have the Christoph Waltz character, which explained that part of it, if you don't have him and you just have the bastards going after Hitler in there, then it's like you don't care as much about it. So this one explains the things really well. It does show you, and in saying that scene that I love, it shows his brutality. You get that across. But it's a thing that maybe if I was more connected to the history of it, it would be more powerful to me of this is that moment in history and a great depiction of that moment in history.
Yeah.
So anyway, for this viewing for me, with not knowing the material, going in fresh with it, 3 stars.
Got it. Tony, did you decide yet?
Yeah, I'd probably go 4.
Cool.
Just because... Because, yeah, Yeah. It's still really good.
So yeah, I really enjoyed the film. I had that major hiccup about
the depth
and development of it along the way, and I actually also had a similar problem. It's hard to the beginning part. It's hard to grasp onto something. For whatever reason it is, I'm not sure, but it was very hard to grasp. Oh, I'm going to mention one more thing that I just was like kind of annoyed at, and it was so fake and outlandishly bad, but it was the only moment in the whole film where I really felt like this is out of place bad. You know what I mean? Where it's like the blood splatter, you know, that could be like kind of ridiculous. Like when whatever it was explodes and then just a rain of blood comes across the ceiling, that's fine. Yeah. No, I get it. This is a movie about like murderers and shit, and samurai. That's fine. Was the rain, the heavy rain. They're like in the house and like they accept some guy, like he's sending people out on missions, right? And then right when he says like, oh, I'm sending this mission, and he says, okay. It goes from zero rain to like flash flood rain. And then they go on like a montage of like traveling to this next city. And then it's raining the whole way. And then right when they're getting to the city, there's no rain. I'm like,
it's the timing of it is pretty perfect in that.
What the fuck was up with that?
It's terrible. But I've been there different parts of this country where it does that, where the skies just open up. I was hiking through New Mexico. And at 3 o'clock every day, and at 3 o'clock in New Mexico, in this one area of it during the summer, skies open up, pours down rain, and then immediately stopped. And it's the weirdest thing. But the timing, because it was so perfect. I have had
that happen to me actually personally,
yeah,
where a thunderbolt had exploded a cloud and it went from like nothing to, oh my God, what the hell is going on?
Yeah.
But
so it's technically possible.
Bothered me a little bit more only because it didn't have any purpose in the, like, it was, yeah, it zero.
It just felt like it was raining that day that they were filming.
It just didn't serve any purpose.
Yeah.
And so I was just like, what the fuck? Why did that happen?
Well, maybe if you knew more about the weather patterns and geography of the terrain,
like looked over at Amy and I'm like, it only rained just for them, just to show the audience that they had to ride their horses through rain.
Mm-hmm.
And that is it.
Because what if you're a person who lives there and is really familiar with that region and that weather, they're going through there and you'd be watching it and saying, no way they could make it through there and it doesn't rain.
Exactly. I was thinking
it's always raining there at that time of day.
But then it's never raining when they're in the town.
Yeah, because it doesn't rain in the town.
Yeah.
It only rains on the road.
Anyway, I gave it a 3.
All right.
Man,
I was thinking I'd be much lower than you guys, or at least I'd be lower than the rest of you. It's one of those things where as I'm not liking it as much, I'm feeling like there's something wrong with me. It's one of those films.
It was a little bit higher than a 3 for me, but it's 3.
It's that thing of, like, you know when you watch a film that you know, like, you can watch and you're like, I can tell this is a really good film.
But it's just not me.
It's not getting to me.
High 4. You guys are wrong.
For not liking it. All right.
Tony.
What's next, Tony?
So Netflix has a new show.
I refuse to watch Chelsea Handler. I'm going to boycott it right now.
By the name of Easy.
I was going to say, if you do actually pick that,
I just watched these, so we'll watch the first 4 episodes.
Nice. First 4 episodes of Easy. That sounds pretty difficult. I've been seeing that on the list, and I know absolutely nothing about it, aside from that it's called Easy and it's on Netflix, and it's a Netflix
original.
Yeah,
I'm not going to say why I want to watch it,
2016.
Why you want to watch it, but yeah, 2016.
Yeah,
how many episodes?
Four.
First 4, so okay. 30 minutes each, 2 hours. A little less than 30 minutes, I think.
Yeah. All right, sounds good.
I assume.
Good.
Where is it?
All right. Added to queue.
See ya. Thanks for listening.
Gracias.
I can't go that high.